Business Administrator Todd Hauber is working on the 2019 school year budgets now, about 2 to 3 months earlier than in the past. He says they knew with the teacher salary increases in June that they would need an extra $3.5 million for next year. After meeting with administrators in all the schools, they're now discussing another $3.5 million in new hiring and program needs.
We saw that in advance and had already been preparing for that. We're in the current conversations with our building administrators and with our department heads about what additional needs we may have for the upcoming school year as well. And I presented a round number, about $3.4 million of additional services and staffing that we would need for the upcoming year. That's all under discussions right now. We'll see where that number actually lands in the next couple of weeks.
A home valued at $650,000 would see about a $200 increase in property taxes. School administrators historically haven't been able to start hiring new staff until much later in the school year. They say they can't be competitive if they wait so long to initiate hiring.
The board has asked us to advance our budget cycle, so we're making holding meetings and making decisions that we'd normally be holding in February and in March. We're advancing that into December and January so that we can get ahead of the hiring cycles that happen in the state for teachers and administrators. We just want to make sure we have a good locked-in budget so that we can hire the best staff.
The Legislative Committee for Revenue and Taxation met over the summer to address tax issues. Hauber has been participating in the discussions.
Trying to determine how to improve the calculations for new growth, how to advance the cycle for when dollars are made available to the schools in the budgeting process. And Senator Stevenson is putting together a major tax reform bill that he's calling an omnibus bill that includes property tax increases as well. So we're here watching that.
Hauber says there will be another school equalization bill in the 2018 legislative session, but so far he has not seen the language on the bill. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.